self-compassionate do you think you are? Take a moment to think about that. Think about how you treat yourself when you make a mistake or fail to reach a goal. If you tend to beat yourself up a little when things go wrong, like most people, you could probably use a little more self-compassion in your life. According to an article in Harvard Health, practicing mindfulness is one of four things you can do to offer yourself more compassion. Even a quick exercise, such as meditating for a few minutes, can be a great way to nurture and accept yourself more, especially if you're in pain. We all need to learn to have more self-compassion. Forgiving yourself and nurturing yourself is so important for a happy, healthy life. Those who have a strong sense of self-compassion may also have better health, better relationships, and enhanced well-being. So far, research has revealed a number of benefits from having a high sense of self-compassion. According to the article, those with self-compassion may also enjoy lower levels of anxiety and even depression. Those who are self-compassionate recognize when they are suffering, and they often treat themselves better, thereby lowering their own levels of related anxiety and depression. Having said that, being self-compassionate doesn't always come naturally. Luckily, it is a learnable skill. I'm Leslie Riopel from mindfullyblessed.com, and I'm so happy you're here today. We're talking about ways you can practice self-compassion. Here are four ways you can start to give yourself more self-compassion. Comfort your body. This may involve eating something healthy, lying down and resting, or even massaging your own neck, feet, or hands. You can also just take a walk. Anything you can do to improve how you feel physically gives you a dose of self-compassion. Number two, write a letter to yourself. Think of a situation that caused you to feel pain. A breakup, a job loss, or even a poorly received presentation. Write a letter to yourself describing the situation, but without blaming anyone, including yourself. Use this exercise to nurture your feelings. Number three, give yourself some encouragement. Think of what you would say to a good friend if he or she was facing a difficult or stressful situation. Then, when you find yourself in this kind of situation, direct these compassionate responses towards yourself. And number four, practice mindfulness. Even a quick exercise, such as closing your eyes for a few minutes, can be a great way to nurture and accept and love yourself more. So I want to remind you that next month we'll be delving into the Loving You series, which is all about self-love, body love, and confidence. So I hope you'll join us for that. The meditation today is all about the body's energy, the chakras. The meditation is also focused on giving you a little dose of self-compassion. This is especially important for those who are managing a chronic illness or in the recovery process. Let's get to the meditation now. So take a moment to gently close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Release the breath and any negative feelings you may be holding on to. Working with your body's energy can help you bring balance and clarity back into your life, enabling you to live a more joyful, healthy life. The body has 7 main chakras, or centers of energy. Today, we are exploring those areas and deepening our awareness. So just breathe into the body and let the breath move through you. Imagine the breath's journey as it passes through the throat and down into the lungs. Feel all the sensation. Allow the breath to cleanse your energy. And now take a moment to contemplate any area of life where you might be struggling. Ask yourself how you can bring some more self-compassion into this area or into those areas of life. And as you go through this exercise, you may choose to focus on clearing that stuck energy. We'll begin this journey by focusing on the area of the body at the base of the spine. This is the root chakra, a beautiful shade of red. This powerful chakra at the base of the spine is associated with safety and security. So breathe into this area of the body. Feel the force of gravity. And imagine your body is connected to a system of deep intertwining roots. Imagine these roots reaching down into the earth, offering you safety, security, and stability. See yourself as powerful and strong, and someone with a dynamic presence. And as you breathe in, imagine the color red moving through you, balancing your energy. And repeat after me. I am grounded, safe, and secure. And now moving up into the sacral chakra, into the energy of the abdomen. A lovely bright shade of orange. Breathe into that area of the body. And ask yourself how you feel about your ability to experience joy, even during stressful times. How do you feel about your relationships? Or your sensuality, or even your creativity? Breathe deeply into this area and let the color orange wash over you. If this area of life is not thriving, give yourself a dose of self-compassion. And then repeat. Today, I give myself permission to fully enjoy my life, no matter what else may be going on. And now moving up into the power center of the body, the solar plexus chakra in the middle of your body, a beautiful shade of yellow. This is your power center. Do you feel confident? Offer yourself some self-compassion if you are struggling with confidence. And imagine you have a bright yellow flame in the center of your body. See how bright you can make this flame as you focus on your idea of personal power. And then repeat, I can do anything I set my mind to. I am powerful and strong. And now moving into the energy of the heart, the center of your body. The heart chakra is associated with love and trust and a feeling of connection. Its color is green, the color of spring. Breathe into this area and give yourself a mental hug. Allow the heart to expand as far as you can imagine. Give yourself a dose of self-compassion for what you bring to the world. If you are struggling with relationships, it's okay. And it's okay to start with yourself. And repeat after me. I am deeply lovable. Love flows through me. I am a vessel for compassionate love. And now moving into the area of the throat chakra. The throat chakra allows you to communicate with ease. It is a beautiful shade of blue. So ask yourself how comfortable you are expressing yourself authentically. Allow the color blue to wash over you. And repeat, I express myself openly and honestly. And now finally, moving into the upper two chakras, the brow chakra and the crown chakra. The brow chakra represents your higher mind and intuition. The crown chakra acts as the operating system for all of the chakras. So how do you feel about your intuition and your intelligence? Allow the colors indigo and violet to wash over you and notice how you feel. And repeat after me. I allow my intuition to guide my actions. My intelligence and awareness grows as I open myself to my intuition. And now take one more moment to see all of the areas of your life coming together in a much more compassionate way. See your energy expanding. Know that you are an unlimited being. You have no limits. Feel all the body's energetic systems melting together and becoming one. And allow that energy to expand. Feel the sense of compassion and love you now feel for yourself. And let's repeat some of the blessisms for this week. I bless my ability to quiet my mind today. I bless my magnificent body and my innate intelligence and commit to releasing all binds, fears, or insecurities I may have that impede my perfect healing. I bless my ability to move forward and let go of the bad stuff. I bless and honor my DNA. I bless and honor my strength during this process of healing. I am so grateful for my extraordinary body and the millions of processes that seamlessly flow each and every day. I bless this time of healing and discovery. I bless and trust my healing process. I bless my body's ability to fully heal and completely rejuvenate itself. I bless my healing journey. I am so grateful for my healing. I bless my body and my ability to have a wonderful, peaceful healing journey. Thank you for my peace. And take one more moment to reflect on how you feel. And with that, open your eyes and come back into the room. You know, the more you work with the energy of your body, the more you will release the negative and hurtful emotions. It's really not possible to overdo this. You cannot give yourself too much self-compassion. The more love and compassion you offer yourself, the more you will heal. Engaging in a daily meditation, prayer, or mindfulness practice is a wonderful way to care for the body temple and step into a higher vibratory field of awareness. Blessisms are a powerful practice that will help keep you centered and focused on your healing journey throughout your week. Mindful blessisms are a simple, heart-centered mindfulness practice you can use to support your health and well-being. That is one of the reasons why we are so excited to share them. Stressed to Mindfully Blessed is a podcast series dedicated to helping you harness the potential of stress and transform your greatest struggles and pain into your greatest blessings and joy. Join us on a journey of healing and transformation to improve mental health and well-being with Mindful Blessings, aka Blessisms, Successful Living Skills and Positive Psychology, presented by mindfullyblessed.com and our nonprofit, planetblessed.org. Start tapping into your capacity to create, to overcome, to endure, to transform, to love, and to be greater than your suffering with our daily blessisms and inspirational messages. Learn more about Mindful Blessisms on our website, mindfullyblessed.com. We welcome you to subscribe to our podcast and also visit our Mindfully Blessed YouTube channel that is filled with hundreds of videos that can help you support your healing journey, or on our Instagram Mindfully Blessed page. To receive a daily Blessism or Earthism, please subscribe to our free newsletter by visiting our website, mindfullyblessed.com. I hope you enjoyed today's session. We'll see you next time.